Chapter 2. An Errand for Athene. 15 years passed, and Danae's son, Perseus, grew into a tall lad and a sailor. He went on many trips to different islands. One day, while he was visiting an island, Perseus wandered into a pleasant wood to get out of the sun. He sat down and fell asleep. As he slept, a strange dream came to him. In the dream, a mighty lady, the goddess Athene, spoke of an errand he must do.
"See here, Perseus. Dare you face such a monster as this? And dare you slay it, that I may place its head upon this shield?"
In the mirror of the shield, there appeared a face that caused Perseus's blood to run cold. It was the face of a beautiful woman, but her cheeks were pale as death. Her lips were thin and bitter like a snake's, and her hands were like eagle claws. Instead of hair, she had snakes coming out of her head. Perseus looked and then asked, "Where can I find this monster?" Athene smiled and said,
"Not yet. You are too young and too unskilled. For this is Medusa the Gorgon. First, you must go northward until you find the three gray sisters. They have but one eye and one tooth between them. You must ask them the way to the nymphs. The nymphs, in turn, will tell you the way to the Gorgon. But beware, Medusa's lips hold a bitter venom. Her eyes are so terrible that whoever looks upon them is turned to stone. She is guarded by her immortal sisters. Do not touch them, but bring me Medusa's head. Here, take this polished shield and only look at her image in the brass. Once you have succeeded, wrap her head up and bring it back to me." Then Perseus asked, "How shall I cross the seas without a ship? Who will show me my way? And when I find her, how shall I kill her?"
Beside Athene appeared a young man. On his feet he wore sandals of gold that had living wings on the heels. He also held a shining sword.
"These sandals of mine will take you across the seas and over the hills," the young man said. "And this sword will kill Medusa, for it needs no second stroke.